The Mirror of Essential Points. A Letter in Praise of Emptiness. From Jamyang Dorje to his mother. I pay homage at the lotus feet of Tenpei Nima, who is inseparable from Lord Longchen Rubjam, and who perceives the natural state of emptiness, of the ocean-like infinity of things. A letter of advice I offer to you, my noble mother, Pultsom. Listen for a while without distraction. Staying here without discomfort, I am at ease and free from worries, in a state of joyful mind. Are you well yourself, my mother? Here, in a country in the West, there are many red and white-skinned people. They have all kinds of magic and sights, like flying through the skies and moving like fish in the water. Having mastery over the four elements, they compete in displaying miracles with thousands of beautiful colours. There are innumerable spectacles, like designs of rainbow colours. But like a mere dream, when examined, they are but the mistaken perceptions of mind. All activities are like the games children play. If started, they can never be finished. They are only completed once you let them be, like castles made of sand. But that is not the whole story. All the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, although thought to be permanent, do not last. When examined, they are but empty forms that appear without existence. Although unreal, they are thought to be real. But like an illusion when examined, they are found to be unreal. Look outward at the perceived objects. Like water in a mirage, they are more delusive than delusion. Unreal, like a dream or a magical apparition. They resemble a rainbow or the reflection of the moon. Look inward at your own mind. It seems quite exciting when not examined. But when examined, there is nothing to it. Appearing without existing, it is nothing but empty. It cannot be identified. You cannot say, "That's it." Because it is evanescent and elusive, like mist. Look at whatever appears in any of the 10 directions. No matter how it manifests, the thing in itself, its very nature, is the sky-like nature of the mind. Beyond the projection and the dissolution of thought and concept, everything has the nature of being empty. When the empty looks at the empty, who is there to look at something empty? As it is illusion looking at illusion, and illusion watching delusion. What is the use of many classifications, such as empty and not empty? Whatever you do is all right. However you rest, you are at ease. In the effortless and sky-like nature of the mind, the vast expanse of awareness, the natural state of all things. This was said by Jetsun Padmasambhava and the great Siddha, Saraha. All conceptual thought constructions, such as duality or non-duality, leave them to be spontaneously dissolved in themselves, like the waves on a river. The great demon of ignorant and discursive thought causes one to sink into the ocean of samsara. But when freed from this discursive thought, there is the indescribable state beyond conceptual mind. Other than mere discursive thoughts, there are not even the words samsara and nirvana. The total subsiding of discursive thought is the suchness of Dhamma Dhatu itself. not made complex by complex statements. This unfabricated single sphere is emptiness, the natural state of mind. Thus it was said by the Sugata. The essence of whatever may appear, when simply left to itself, is the unfabricated and uncorrupted view, the Dharmakaya Mother of emptiness. All discursive thoughts are emptiness, and the observer of emptiness is discursive thought. Emptiness does not destroy discursive thought, and discursive thought does not obstruct emptiness. The mind nature of fourfold emptiness is the ultimate of everything. Profound and quiescent, free from complexity, an uncompounded, luminous clarity. Beyond the mind of concepts, this is the depth of the mind of the victorious ones. In this, there is not an object to be removed, nor something that needs to be added. It is merely the natural, looking naturally into itself. In short, when the mind has fully severed the fetters of clinging to something, all the points are condensed into one. This is the tradition of the Supreme Being, Tilopa, and the great Pandita, Naropa. Such a profound and natural state as this, among all the different kinds of bliss, is the one known as the wisdom of great bliss. Among all kinds of delights, it is the king of supreme delight. Among all the tantric sections of the secret mantra, it is the supreme fourth empowerment. This is the ultimate pointing out instruction. the view of samsara and nirvana as inseparable, and that of Mahamudra, Dzogchen, the middle path, and others, has many different titles, but only one essential meaning. As an aid to this king of views, one should begin with bodhicitta and conclude with dedication. Through skillful means, in order to cut off the fixation of ego, the root of samsara, the king of all great methods is unsurpassable bodhicitta. The king of perfect dedication is the means of increasing the root of virtue. This teaching is a speciality of Shakyamuni, which is not taught by other teachers. More than this is not necessary to accomplish complete enlightenment. But less than this will be incomplete. This swift path of the three excellences, called the heart, the eye, and the life force, is the approach of Longchen Rubjung. Emptiness, the wish-fulfilling jewel, is unattached generosity. It is uncorrupted discipline. It is angerless patience. It is undiluted exertion. It is undistracted meditation. This emptiness, the essence of prajna, is the meaning of the three vehicles. Emptiness is the natural state of mind. It is the non-conceptual refuge. And the absolute, bodhicitta. It is the Vajrasattva who absolves evils. It is a mandala of perfecting accumulations. Emptiness is the guru yoga of Dharmakaya. To abide in the natural state of emptiness is the calm abiding, shamatha. To perceive it vividly clear is the clear seeing, vipassana. The view of the perfect development stage and the wisdom of bliss and emptiness in the completion stage. The non-dual great perfection. And the single sphere of Dharmakaya are all included within emptiness. Emptiness purifies the karmas and dispels the obstructing forces. Emptiness tames the demons and accomplishes the deities. The profound and natural state of emptiness dries up the ocean of passion. It crumbles the mountain of anger and illuminates the darkness of stupidity. It calms down the gale of jealousy, defeats the illness of the kleshas, and is a friend in sorrow. It destroys conceit in joy and conquers in the battle with samsara. It annihilates the four maras, turns the eight worldly dharmas into same taste. And subdues the demon of ego fixation. It turns negative conditions into allies and turns bad omens into good fortune. It causes true and complete enlightenment and gives birth to the Buddhas of the three times. Emptiness is the Dharmakaya mother. There is no teaching higher than emptiness. There is no teaching swifter than emptiness. There is no teaching more excellent than emptiness. There is no teaching more profound than emptiness. Emptiness is the knowing of one that frees all. Emptiness is the supreme king of medicines. Emptiness is the nectar of immortality. Emptiness is spontaneous accomplishment beyond effort. Emptiness is enlightenment without exertion. By meditating on emptiness, one feels tremendous compassion towards the beings obscured by belief in a self. And bodhicitta arises without effort. All the qualities of the path and levels will appear naturally, without any effort. And towards the law of the unfailing effect of karma, one will feel a heartfelt conviction. If one has but one moment of certainty in this kind of emptiness, the tight chains of ego fixation will shatter into pieces. It is more supreme to meditate on emptiness than to offer all the infinite Buddha fields filled with the wealth of gods and humans to the Sugatas and their spiritual heirs. If the merit of resting evenly, just for an instant in this natural state, if it would take on concrete form, the element of space could not contain it. Shakyamuni, the peerless lord of the Munis, threw his body into pyres of fire, gave away his head and limbs, and performed hundreds of other austerities for the sake of this profound emptiness. Although one fills the world with huge mounds of gold and jewels as offerings, this profound teaching on emptiness, even when searched for, is hard to find. This is said in the 100,000 verses of the Prajna Paramita. To meet this supreme teaching is the splendid power of merit, of many eons beyond measure. In short, by means of emptiness, one is, for the benefit of oneself, liberated into the expanse of the unborn Dharmakaya. The true and complete enlightenment of the four kayas and the five wisdoms. Then the unobstructed display of Rupakaya will ceaselessly manifest to teach whoever is in need stirring the depth of samsara for the benefit of others through constant, all-pervading and spontaneous activity. In all the sutras and tantras, this is said to be the ultimate fruition. How can someone like me put into words all the benefits and virtues of this when the victorious one with his Vajra tongue cannot completely elucidate them all? Even if he speaks for an eon. The glorious Lord, the Supreme Teacher, who gives the teaching on emptiness, appears in the form of a human being, though their mind is truly a Buddha. Without deceit and hypocrisy, supplicate them from your very heart. Without needing any other method, you will attain enlightenment in this very life. This is the manner of the all-embodying jewel, which is taught in the tantras of the Great Perfection. When you have this jewel in the palm of your hand, do not let it go to waste meaninglessly. Learning, like the stars in the sky, will never come to an end through studies. What is the use of all the various kinds of teachings requested and received? What is the use of any practice which is not superior to that of emptiness? Do not aim at many disciplinary costumes, such as carrying a staff, wearing braids and animal skin. The elephant is already in your house. Do not go searching for its footprints in the mountains. Mother, meditate on the essence of mind as is taught by the Master, the Vajra Holder. This is the quintessence of the essence of all the 84,000 teachings. It is the heart substance of a billion learned and accomplished ones. It is the ultimate practice. This advice from the core of the heart of the fallen monk, Jamyang Dorje, is the purest of the purest essence from the Bindu of my lifeblood. Therefore, keep it in your heart, Mother. These few words of heart advice were written in a beautiful countryside, in the palace of the spacious blue sky that competes with the splendor of divine realms. To the devoted Choki Nodzom, my dear and loving mother, and to all my devoted students, I offer this letter of advice. May there be virtue and auspiciousness.